Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and deservedly so. 34 After, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get to reintroduce you, to our good time, our good friend, longtime friend, our good friend Stephen Baum. Stephen is he's the top Vistage leader, CEO Vistage leader in the galaxy. He has had a long career. He was a partner with Booz Allen Hamilton. He's got a book out called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, which is an outstanding book. And he's one of the smartest guys I know after my dad. Stephen Baum, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim. I always enjoy what you have to say.
It's good to have you back, Stephen. Hey, guess what? I just got through talking to a guy on whose shoulders you and I stand. Jack Nadal.
I enjoyed the interview. I listened intently.
Yeah, Jack Nadal is 80. I didn't tell the audience this when he was here, Jack. He's 87 years old. He flew 26 combat missions in the South Pacific in World War II, came out, started his own specialty marketing business, and has been successful ever since, all those years since. But here's the thing that I wanted to point out about him. I said, Jack, how are things different today? Now, you came out at a time when the world was America's oyster, and you know, you could almost make a profit falling off a log. I said, how do you think things are different in the 21st century compared to the 20th century? You know what he said to me? He said, it's easier. Now, how many people would think that? How many people would think that's what he would say? He said, it's easier. He said, Jim, he said, the first product I sent to China for them to look at took 3 weeks to get there.
Yeah, I suppose in terms of communication and travel and everything else, it's instantaneous.
So from his perspective, I mean, from our perspective, we think he had a cakewalk back there, right, back in those days. But from his perspective, he's looking at it with a significant taproot, right? A significant taproot in the marketplace. And he's saying, hey, you know, this is easy compared to what we used to do.
From his story, a half a glass is a glass half full.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I was just listening to him, enjoying hearing him say that. But that's the reason why I say that he and his story are the shoulders that I stand on, that you stand on.
That's true. And his story was one of taking risks, and he didn't die.
Right.
And I have had in my Vistage group a business leader who was a naval aviator in the same period.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught us by his everyday behavior that the only thing that takes away all your options is panic. And
right.
He came with the same story of it's easier now than it was before. Things are possible. I'm going to take risks, and I'm not going to die if I do.
Right. Right.
Your own story is really important.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's what he told us. That wasn't his idea. It was my idea to take a segment and let him talk about his story, because I love hearing being able to have people like Jack tell their story, because stories are a big deal, and you're using stories more and more in your work, aren't you?
All the time. It's all about storytelling.
Yeah. Tell us
about
that.
And it's about people figuring out what their story is and whether it's in the way and inhibiting them,
mm-hmm.
or whether they ought to change their story and be able to do smart things in a tough environment.
And another thing that and I wrote about this recently, Stephen, and that is that everybody has a story that gets defined and told. Everybody has a story. If you're in the business, especially if you're in the marketplace, your story is being defined and told. The question is, in the case of your story, who's defining it and who's telling it? And
That's right.
It should be you, right, Jack? I mean, right, Stephen? I'm looking at your book here. Right, Stephen?
And
go ahead.
And deep down, every day we get out of bed, our thoughts and actions are governed by what we think our story is, and we're spending most of our waking hours proving that our story is true.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a good story, you're in good shape. But if it's a story that's got some things in it that are holding you back, you've got to figure out how to change your story.
Tell the audience how they can find you and your book.
Website is StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
And that's Stephen with a PH. And the book is called What Made Jack Welch. Jack Welch. Stephen and I will be right back after these messages. Stephen's going to help us more with he's going to tell us some stories, and he's going to help us tell our own story. 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.